Are angry, and people are voting with their pocketbook, and maybe with their social media platform, because we understand there's all kinds of stuff going on out there, all kinds of numbers out there for Facebook or Meta, whatever you want to call it. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story this morning and has the very latest. What is the latest on this? These numbers are astounding.
They really are, Kevin, because Facebook has reported its first ever quarterly decline of daily users globally this week. And that the stock market responded to that by plummeting some 23% in value. And you know the old saying, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Well, that seems to be the case right now with Meta, because the drops, the 23% decline, equates to $200 billion in market value is what Mark Zuckerberg and his shareholders have lost just in this quarter. And they're hemorrhaging here. They're losing about 1 million daily users in North America. 1 million a day are saying, no, I'm good. They're leaving Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. And that's where their advertising dollars come. They come mainly from North American users. And if they're losing those people, then ultimately they're going to be losing ad revenue as well.
That is incredible. 1 million?
1 million a day.
A day. Wow.
They have nearly 2 billion people who are a part of it. I mean, it's just gigantic. And what do we have? What, maybe 8 billion people on planet Earth. So, yeah, about 25% of the planet is in some shape or form married to Meta on Facebook or the Instagram or the WhatsApp. That's why they consolidated and made themselves Meta. But at the same time, there are a lot of people that are tired of looking over their shoulder and afraid to, you know, say anything on social media. And again, this is America. We believe in the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and we have a government, and we have mega corporations, which are basically kind of forgetting that right of American citizens.
And if you don't think it can happen to somebody like Facebook, when was the last time you saw somebody on MySpace?
Yeah, exactly. That was the original.
Yeah.
And then Facebook came along, and they kind of perfected it, and a lot of people thought it was a very novel thing. They said, hey, I haven't talked to my buddy in high school, you know, since high school. And hey, he found me. He's in Florida now, and he's doing this. And a lot of people were really starting to get into that. And remember in the beginning, Kevin, people were saying, hey, look at me. I'm at Applebee's, and here's what I'm having for dinner.
Yeah,
don't you wish you were here?
God, yeah. Pictures of food was something I've never gotten over on social media. I will not participate. I absolutely will not participate. Hey, coming up, Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. They are going to take something to the voters that I think is going to be very powerful, and it involves your children and their education. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, I get a bird's eye view here with our traffic cams in the nice cozy studio here at KMZQ. Looks like we're getting a little bit of congestion there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, southbound at Flamingo, northbound at Charleston. Also, some activity there on the right shoulder on the Southern Beltway. That's 215 eastbound at Green Valley. Caution there in the right lane. And do expect those delays to continue downtown on Interstate 515 as they do that bridge reconstruction work. And it's going to be there throughout 2022. So between Main Street and Eastern on the 515, give yourself some extra time to squeeze through.
World famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. College basketball tonight. Number 7, Arizona squares off with number 3, UCLA. Arizona State squares off with number 19, USC. Nevada basketball coming off Tuesday's 69-58 loss at UNLV. Ready to visit Fresno State tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the UNLV running Rebels off till Saturday when they visit Utah State. NHL last night, the Coyotes wrapped up the first half of the season falling 4-2 at home against the Calgary Flames. Arizona goes into the All-Star break 11-30-4. The All-Star game this Saturday in Las Vegas. NBA tonight, the Suns visit the Hawks. Phoenix, the leader atop the West, 3 games better than Golden State. They put an 11-game winning streak on the line at Atlanta. The Hawks have wins in 7 of their last 10, but coming off a loss. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've been telling you over the last couple of days about a new PAC called the Education Freedom for Nevada Act, or PAC. Filed both a statutory and a constitutional initiative with the Secretary of State's office on Monday to establish the voucher-style program. The Nevada Current first reported the initiatives. It's been at on the Nevada Independent, and it is all over the place now. And joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent, Aaron Phillips, and the woman behind the PAC called the Education Freedom for Nevada PAC. She joins us. Aaron, how you doing? You've been busy.
Hey, Kevin. I really have been busy. How are you?
Just great. I know the last time we talked, you and I talked about the idea of going the initiative route, circumventing the legislative branch of government and going directly to the people with the idea of doing something along the lines of ESAs, the Education Savings Account. Tell us what it is you have done, what you did Monday at the Secretary of State's office.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. I think that parents are so frustrated and angry right now with the state of education in this state. And, we just got another report that we're 49th in the country for education in the Clark County School District. As a whole, Nevada has consistently been at the bottom. And meanwhile, parents just feel like they are stuck in failing schools with no choices. And so, we have been really frustrated, I think, as a whole, as parents, that Our legislators haven't been able to get this done. It seems like there's a lot of partisan pushback to finding better educational options for our kids. Meanwhile, I think there's a huge level of hypocrisy that's been exposed, where the people who are making these decisions and stopping parents from having more choices are the ones who have choices. So we have made the decision to really go around the legislative process and bring this directly to the parents. You know, we need to have direct democracy options where people can say, this is what I want because my legislators are not representing me. So that's what we're doing. So we filed two ballot initiatives, actually. They just really complement each other. One is a constitutional ballot initiative and one is a statutory. And that's just a lot of, you know, explanation that probably doesn't matter too much. But basically, we are going to get school choice on either the 2022 ballot or the 2024 ballot, depending on how quickly we can fundraise and get these signatures.
Now, have you had any donors, any big donors already? Because it's going to take somebody with mega cash to be able to do this, to pay to get signatures. You just can't do it with volunteers in front of an Albertsons.
Yeah, you're right. So, you know, we are going to do a lot with grassroots donations because, you know, as you know, and you already mentioned, we have a lot of pissed off parents in this state who are ready to put their name on this petition. But we have had a few big donors come forward, and we, you know, I think that it was reported also yesterday that Guy Nora, who's also a candidate for governor right now in Nevada, came forward with a $25,000 donation to support. We've had several other large donations, and we're definitely working on getting more. So you're right, we have a big hill to climb when it comes to fundraising, but I'm pretty excited about the just excitement around the whole announcement, and I think we've been seeing a lot of exciting opportunities come out of the woodwork.
And how can people donate? How can people become a part of this effort?
We have a website set up. It's edfreenv, that's edfreenv.com. There's an opportunity to pledge support on that website for education freedom. If you're a candidate or an elected official, you can go to the website and pledge that you are a supporter of educational freedom, and we'll make sure that people know that you support this effort. But there's also a donation button, and so we want to make sure people don't miss that part, because absolutely, you know, I think that parents are ready to give money, and I think we'll do a lot of fundraising just grassroots. But if you are interested at all, and here's the thing, Kevin, you know this. This is more than just about educating kids. So if you don't have kids in school and you think this doesn't affect you, then you really, really need to understand this issue, because this affects every aspect of our economy. We are trying to diversify our economy, attract new businesses. You cannot attract businesses that come to this state who look around and say, there's nowhere for my employees to educate their kids. You know, this is just, it's one of the biggest problems that we have here, just recruiting new businesses. We have to diversify education, bring choices so that we can get our economy going here. So people, this affects every single person in the state, and we really need an educated workforce to do the same thing to grow our economy. So if you at all are concerned about the future of this country, if you want to continue having a free and fair society in the future, and if you want to grow our economy, go to the website edfreenv.com and give whatever you can give, and share with your friends and sign the pledge and let everyone know that you are for educational freedom.
Again, Aaron Phelps joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent, and also the head of the Education Freedom for Nevada PAC. Explain what this, first of all, what's the difference between a statutory and a constitutional initiative?
Essentially, if we, you know, can get through these court challenges that may potentially come, and we would have until June 15th to get over 140,000 signatures throughout the state, which you already mentioned is costly, and our timeline is getting shorter. If we can do that, though, this ballot initiative would essentially change the Constitution, the Nevada Constitution, to require funding to follow the student, and that is something that we have not been able to really accomplish here in the state. So that would be our constitutional ballot initiative. And we'd be able to do that on the 22 ballot as well. It would go on the 22 ballot the first time. And then it would have to go on a second time in 2024 to change the Constitution. For statutory ballot initiative, we have a little more time to get signatures. And so we have until November 25th to get all of those 140,000 signatures. Once that happens, it will go to the legislature in 2023. And if they do nothing with that bill, then it will go on the ballot on 2024 so that parents and community members can go and vote yes, that they want to get education freedom in the state.
And explain what that means, what education freedom means, and what the difference of the ESAs that we talk a lot about, the education savings account, versus what you are calling education freedom account. Are they essentially the same type of thing?
It's very similar. You know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, it was more accessible, that it's universal, that, you know, everybody has an opportunity to access that funding. There's not a lot of complicated requirements to apply. And we want to make sure that everyone is eligible that is in the state of Nevada eventually. So it's very similar. But the idea has been and continues to be that if, you know, if your school is failing you, if you're living in a district or in an area of town where the schools that you are zoned for are not meeting your needs, you should absolutely be able to take those tax dollars and go find your education somewhere else. You're not getting what you're paying for. None of us are. We are not getting what we've paid for with our tax dollars. If our kids are failing. And I just want to make a mention, this was just reported last month, I believe, by the RJ. 4% of African-American kids in Clark County School District are proficient in math.
Mm.
4%. And so, in my opinion, that's criminal. That should anger every single person who's listening. If you're a parent, your child, if your child is not proficient in math and reading and not at grade level, then the school's failing them, in my opinion. And so you need to figure out how to get your child educated somewhere else, and you should have the choice. It shouldn't just be for the wealthy and well-connected, those people that are making these decisions, the lawmakers and the policymakers. It should be for every single parent.
And the point you made, I think, is critical. The idea that even if you don't have students in the Clark County School District, or even if you don't have grandkids or whatever, the fact is that these are the people that in 5 to 10 years are going to be behind the counter at the mall. They're going to be cops. They're going to be judges. At some point down the road, these people are going to be our leaders in our community. And if they're not well-educated, we've got huge problems lying ahead.
Absolutely. 100%. It affects every single person.
Well, one more time for that for the name of the PAC and the address.
So our PAC is Education Freedom for Nevada, and our website, our Facebook, our Twitter handle is all the same. It's edfreenv.com for the website, and find us on Facebook and Twitter at edfreenv.
Aaron, always good to visit with you. I'm so glad you folks are behind this, because I know you're going to do a great job with it. If there's anything you need on our end, you let us know, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
There you go. Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. While I was watching this past weekend's AFC-NFC title games, it hit me like a ton of bricks. In a packed sports bar, I heard conversations at our table. I could hear conversations at other nearby tables. Now, for years, I couldn't make out conversations at crowded bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking talking about. Now, if hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations at your table and beyond, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday on the program, gentleman Jim Dallas and I were talking about a big sports weekend. And we talked about the Pro Bowl. We talked about the NHL All-Star Game. There was one game we did not talk about, and gentleman Jim is here to do so. What's going on, man?
Yeah, well, tonight at Allegiant Stadium, right across the street from the radio station, the East-West Shrine Bowl is going to be taking place. And, of course, this is always a great opportunity for a lot of coaches, NFL coaches who are assistants to become head coaches in this game and really kind of get the feel, kind of a hands-on training with a lot of guys that are going to be in the draft, which, again, is going to be in Las Vegas in late April, the 28th through the 30th. So they're going to get a chance. A lot of scouts are going to be there. A lot of NFL head coaches, assistants are going to be here and honing their craft. And you got a lot of young college kids that are trying to make a name for themselves and be known. And at the same time, they are supporting and raising money for the Shriners Hospitals for Children, which is just fantastic. They've been around for a long time, and I remember growing up, they used to have the Shriners parades, and
yeah,
and they would drive their little cars around, and you know, they had those funny hats, those
so cute,
those grand poobah hats, just hilarious. But it's a win for everybody, and it's going to be at Allegiant Stadium tonight at 5 p.m. And the gates open at 3:30. So if you want to go over there and catch some football action and see what, over 125 of the nation's top college seniors coached by NFL staffs. So, hey, it should be a lot of fun, and they're going to raise some money, too.
Yeah, yeah. I always love these All-Star games. Because, you know, the difference in the All-Star games versus the Pro Bowl, in the Pro Bowl, nobody wants to hit, nobody wants to, you know, sack quarterbacks, things like that. Where in these All-Star games, they're playing, they're hitting, and they're competing.
It that reminds me, I was watching Good Morning Football today on the NFL channel. And by the way, the game will be on the NFL channel tonight. Begins at 5 p.m., the Shriners game. But it's funny you mentioned that, because in the Pro Bowl a few years ago, they were doing a trivia question for the viewers. And they said, who do you think scored a touchdown on one of these plays in the Pro Bowl? And it was at the end of the game. And it was an offensive lineman, and it kind of threw everybody off, because an offensive lineman doesn't typically score many touchdowns. But it was the end of the game, and they were lateraling, they were throwing around. And again, there was nobody tackling. And this offensive lineman had to weigh 300 pounds, took the ball at the 50-yard line, and somehow scored because nobody was tackling in the game.
Oh, my God.
It was kind of funny to watch. But
I know. That's one of the things I don't like about the Pro Bowl. I think the Pro Bowl, it just for me, it doesn't work. And it really, to be honest, never has.
And remember, it was anticlimactic, because it used to be 1 week after the Super Bowl instead of 1 week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and so now you don't get to see anybody from the Super Bowl teams in the Pro Bowl, which,
correct,
you know, they're the best players.
Exactly.
They're the best. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe.